Okay, so Shara Baruch Hashem, Maimer Shishi Sha'arei Ha'avoda. So he starts out by quoting from the Yesoid Ha'avoda, which is one of the previous Slonimah Rebbe's, that Bereshis is Beis Reshis. There are two things that everything starts with. The foundational pieces of religiosity of all of Yahadus are premised upon two things. And what are those two things that are the premise of Yiddishkeit? Emuna v'yira. Emuna v'yira. As he says, Heim Trei Samchin Kshoit. There are two foundational structures, Shaleim Nishenes Koy Koymus Yahadus, that the entire building of Yiddishkeit rests upon, Heim Reishis Avodas Hashem, and that is the beginning of Avodas Hashem. Now the Avodas Hashem begins with Emuna v'yira. Emuna v'yira. In fact, if you look at the Rambam's Minyan and Mitzvahs, the Emuna is counted as the first mitzvah, the first dibur in the Aseres HaDibros, and Eichesh HaMelekecha. It's number one. And Yir Shemayim is based upon the pasuk that we say every morning, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. But at the beginning of Chachma, it's premised upon Yiras Hashem. You need to have Yiras Hashem before you get to Chachma. Kedei Kach, the Nefesh HaChaim famously points out, Mashal Ma HaDavar Doime, a Chachma is that water being poured. If you don't have a barrel to hold the water will spill everywhere. The Yiras Shamayim is that barrel that it's created to maintain the water within it. Reish is Chachma. You want to have Chachma? Make sure it's premised upon Yiras Hashem. So Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Hashem, and Emunah Hashem are the two foundational structures upon which the entire Torah rests upon. Vabior, why is it the case that these are the necessary prerequisites for all of Torah, Avodas Hashem? Explains the Nesiv Shalom, ki heim mitzvois klolios hakoylem eskolem ha'atzofim shehudin mitzvahem. Because these are two mitzvahs that incorporate and encompass every single situation a person is going to find himself in, mitochos kol dargin vat le'ilok mikol dargin, from the lowliest of levels to the highest of levels. Emunah and Yira are two things that come along with you no matter where you find yourself. In fact, By Emunah, we know that when a person's at his lowliest levels, his tachlis shofel amatzav is at the mamash lowest place he could possibly be, through the koyach of Emunah, he can gather up that energy and strength to return, to be mechazik, to overcome. But not only that, the opposite is also true. That when a person's at his highest levels, he's at the pinnacle, the climax of his Yiddishkeit, says the Baal Shem Tov, Sha'afilu ve'eshu besi madre goysov ahasa goysov. Even when a person's at the highest level of the highest level he can reach, the highest understanding of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who gam kein oived be'emuna pshuta. Even there, he approaches a Kadosh Baruch Hu the emuna pshuta. Emuna is something that permeates the life of a Yid, no matter where he finds himself in his roller coaster of life. Similarly, Yiras Hashem, also intrudes or takes over a person's life, both at the lowliest levels and at the highest of levels as well. No matter where a person finds himself on that roller coaster, no matter where he is, he always has that Yiras Shamayim. In fact, ad kedei kach, that by Kabbalas HaTeir, Bnei Yisrael were considered like malachim, they reached the levels of angels, v'yisa midasa midas ha'yira. At that level they had the midah of Yira, like the pasuk says, in Devarim mi'itein, in In other words, the Torah was given with Yira because Yira, Yira Shemayim, that Yira Pshuta is what the Sladim Rebbe is going to call it, is something that takes over a person's life no matter where he finds himself on that roller coaster. And therefore, that's why these two mitzvahs are the foundation upon which all of Yiddishkeit rests. They're two mitzvahs that incorporate every single aspect of a person's life, every single situation he finds himself in, and they become the foundational structures upon which all of Yiddishkeit rests. And we're going to explain this a little bit further. The Or HaChaim in Parashas Ekev, on the pasuk Ma Hashem Elokecha She'el Meimach Kiim Liyiras Hashem Elokecha, says the Or HaChaim, L'fishiyal El Das Enoish, a person's going to think, Sha'oived Pi Hashem Nifleisi Mimenu, Hasokos Tzoyni Yisparach, it's so impossibly awesome and amazing. How could I ever figure out what the Ratzon Hashem is? Lozeh Omar, that's what the pasuk says, Ve'ato, and now, Ma Hashem Elokecha She'el Meimach. And now, what does Ve'ato mean? Ve'ato hi tshuva. Like Chazal say, Ein Ve'ato Elo tshuva, that Ato is a Lashon tshuva. Meaning, Ma Hashem She'el Meimach L'takin Mishvuascha. How does a certain person do tshuva? What does Hashem ask you in order to do tshuva? What Hashem asks you is to do is to have Yira Shemayim. Kim the Yira Levad Bezei Yisrael Tzei Hashem Lokech Lecha. You want to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to develop that connection, that relationship again. You want to rise up from the ashes, become that phoenix bird. It requires Yira Shemayim. Azoi Shteit Arachai. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Vata. You want to do tshuva from the situation that you find yourself in, from that distance, from falling down. You want to repent, but you want to return. You know how you do it? Specifically through Yir Shamayim. So the Sladim Rebbe has three very classical questions on this Or HaChaim. First of all, let's explain the Oimek HaDover. What's the pshat? Why is it that Yira is the mechanism? Why is Yira Shamayim the Hechitimtza that a person uses in order to do tshuva? Why is that more important than all the other midos? What about Anivus? What about Ava? Why specifically through Yira? Question number one. Question number two. Chazal say on this pasuk, Hakol b'yidei Shamayim chutz miyira Shamayim. Why? Because what does Hashem ask for you? The only thing he asks for you is what? Kim liyiroisi. However, what's the Hemshech HaPosik? In the Hemshech HaPosik it says, the leches b'chol derocha of la'av oisi. The Posik goes on and continues a whole laundry list of things you have to do to worship Hashem. So the only thing Hashem asks you is Yir Shemayim, Hakol B'Yir Shemayim, Chutz Mi Yir Shemayim. What about the rest of the pasuk? What happened to everything else? Question number three. The Gemara asks on this pasuk. The Gemara asks, Ki'im liyira atu yira milsa zutrasahi. The Gemara famously asks, hold on. The only thing Hashem asks you is to have Yir Shemayim. Yir Shemayim is such a little thing, it's no big deal. Right? No big deal. The whole Hemshech HaPosik talks about L'lechaz b'chol d'rachov, L'av o'isoi. So why did the Gemara only ask on Yir Shemayim? Ha'yilo yahachiz akulam. The Gemara should have said on all of them. In other words, the Gemara is saying the only thing, if you read the Pasuk come to Chais, the Pasuk is coming to tell you the only thing you have to do is Yir Shemayim. Frek the Gemara, the only thing you have to do is Yir Shemayim, that's no big deal. About it's a big deal. What's the Pasuk saying? Says that the Gemara should have asked a better kasha. The Gemara said, if you look at the Hemshech HaPosik, there's a ton of things to do. Yira, Ahava, Avoida, Lelechis B'chadurachav. So why are you only asking on Yir Shemayim? Ask on everything. Atu milta zutrusli. Would be a stronger question. Based on these three very basic questions, the Nesivah Shalom gives a powerful and beautiful understanding, reinterpretation, and a refocus. What is Yerushalayim? Explains the Nesivah Shalom that which Chazal say, Hakol B'Dei Shamayim Chutz MiYerushalayim, that comes to teach us the following: Shekoil Hamidos Yesh Siyata D'Shamayim. That when it comes to all the midos of Hashem that a person has, every single one of a person's characteristics, character traits, you have siyata d'shmaya. And if a person wants to fix his kas, and he wants to fix his gaiva, and he wants to fix his kavli, Hashem will help him. Which is the first of all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Ein b'midah zu siyat d'shmaya v'abechir legami b'li adam. When it comes to yira, one is obligated to develop it on his own. You need to have complete ownership over your yira shemayim. It's your choice to choose. It's your decision to make. No one else is going to assist you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to start the process or help you along the way. Yira shemayim is 100% in our capability, it's in our koyach to perfect. That's what it means. That which Hashem asks you to do is yira. Because only in this midah, this is the only midah that we have to work on exclusively, by ourselves, without the assistance. Once we get through this midah, once we develop that yira, then we'll be zeicha to the siyata d'shmaya for everything else in the laundry list, for v'lelechus b'dracha, v'lava oisoi, l'avdoi. For everything else along the list, we're going to get that siyata d'shmaya. But the Chazal are telling us the only thing we have to do by ourselves, the only thing we have to get off the starting block and start on our own is Yerushalayim. We're not going to get Siyata D'Shamayim for that. That's our own mission. That's our agenda. That's our drive. The Kedushas Levi quotes from the Magid Mezrish and also the Magid in the Sefer Or Torah. A person has to work hard, has to muster up the strength, the courage, the energy for Yerushalayim, and afterwards, only afterwards, the Ava will come, but the Ava will come automatically. The Siyata D'Shamayim, the snap of a finger and the instant it comes. We have to start the process, and then the Ava, the Siyata D'Shamayim, will allow that Ava to kick in. So that's the unique aspect of Yira Shamayim. What about Emunah? What about Emunah? So explains in the Siv Shalom that when it comes to Emunah, Emunah and Yira Shamayim are joint at the hip. Emunah and Yira Shamayim are kshurim zeh bo zeh. You can't have Yira without having Emuna. Emuna premises the Yira. And he quotes from the famous words of the Ramav, that the Ramav is quoting from the Moir Nevuchim of the Rambam. Explains the Ramav, b'shem the Rambam, Kishi yasim ha'adam el libo, when a person internalizes, Shahamelech ha'gadol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the great King HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Elokei La'aretz Kavodoi, that is his kavod, it fills the entire world. Omed Alav V'Roa B'Ma'asav, that Hashem is standing above him and he sees your actions. When you have that level of emunah, Miyad Yagia Elav Hayira V'Hachno'a Mipachad Hashem U'Boishosoi Mimenu Tamid. So the natural outgrowth, the natural outcome of that is Yira. In other words, the Sheiresh of Yira specifically begins with what? With Emunah. Is an understanding, a recognition, a complete internalization that the Melech HaGadol Oymed Allah V'Roye B'Ma'asov. And the clearer one's Emunah is, the greater a person internalizes that message of Emunah, Obviously, what comes out of that? The greater his Yira will be as well. The opposite is also true. If a person has a true Yira, so obviously, that's indicative of the fact that there must be an Emunah there as well. Because what are you scared of if there's no one there to above you? If no one sees your actions, what are you fearful of? What are you inspired by? The hechrichim must be that Emunah and Yira are two sides of one coin. So now let's understand a little bit deeper, a little bit more. Why is it that these two ideas, Av and Emunah and Yira, which are joint at the hip, which are one and the same, why are these the foundational structures upon which all of Yiddishkeit Koymas Yahadus rests upon? Why are these so important? We mentioned earlier, because no matter what situation that you find himself in, Emunah and Yira will follow you. B'tachos kol dargin, u'le'ila kol dargin, in your lowest levels, the highest levels, no matter where, katnas amoichin, or gadlas amoichin, no matter where you find yourself on that roller coaster of life, you're going to necessarily need and have both Emunah and Yira. Why is it that these are the two foundational structures upon which all of Yahadus rests? This is a very important yisoid that the Nesiv Shalom is laying out here. Very, very, very sadistic piece. Says as follows. Let's make the question even a sharper question. When a Jew fills the Ratzon Hashem, when a Jew does the Ratzon Hashem, and he understands what he's doing, he has a complete and utter daher, a complete and utter full understanding of the amkos of what he's doing. He's putting on tefillin, he knows all the halachas of tefillin, he knows all the machshavas of tefillin, he knows all the kavanas of tefillin, he's even holding by the kavanas of Rashash. Right? So what's bringing him to the mitzvah? His chachma, his being of a das, his contemplation, all of that, the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is causing him to do the mitzvahs. And not only is it causing him to do the mitzvahs, it's also causing him to have a hagosha. It's having an emotional connection to it. The greater you understand, the greater you connect to it. And the more your emotional attachment to it. So if that's the case, in fact, not only that, the Rambam in Yisoid HaTeira says that Ava, the emotional connection a person has, Bala Adam Alidation is Bainan al Kol Chazde Hashem Choisa Imoi, is when a person understands he's misboining, not only sees it, he contemplates it, he sits on it, he internalizes it, he thinks about it. Then he'll have an emotional reaction. Right? In other words, the greater an understanding that a person has in Torah and mitzvahs, a greater person has in Emunah and Yira, will cause them to have a higher level of Emunah and Yira. Will cause them to have a higher level of Torah and mitzvahs. It'll have an emotional connection to it. So if that's the case, why is it that the foundational structure upon which Kol HaTorah Kula rests is a simple Emunah Pshuta and Yira Pshuta? And that is, like the Baal Shem Tov says, it remains with the person both B'tachas HaDayagini, the highest levels as well. But a person's completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's at the climax of his Yiddishkeit. Even there, it's an Emunah Pshuta. Why? Why isn't it a deeper understanding? Why isn't it a more intricate understanding? Why isn't it an emotional understanding? What's the chiluk? and explains in the Siva Shalom Dvarim Neiraim, beautiful, incredible words. Says in the Siva Shalom, when it comes to foundational structures, when it comes to that which everything is based upon, Emuna Pshuta Yir Pshuta, are things that are B'li Seichel U'B'li Regesh. Emuna Pshuta and Yir Pshuta are not an intellectual understanding. It's not proofs of God, of Torah. It's not philosophy. And it's also not emotional. It's not the feeling that comes out after a Geshmak or Kumzitz. It's not that feeling after a wonderful pep talk that I'm going to have the best marav of my life now because God is great as God. No. Emuna Pshuta and Yir Pshuta is what? Emuna Pshuta is above and beyond philosophy, beyond Chakira, beyond science. Emuna Pshuta, it's an internal, I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of me. It's that deep connection, that deep attachment that is irrelevant and irrespective of anything else. It's developing a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there's a chazokah, he's there. He was there, he'll always be there. Not because I could prove him today, and if I forget that tomorrow, then again I have to figure out a new proof for tomorrow. And not because today I feel attached. Tomorrow I have less attachment, so he's not there. No. Emuna Pshuta is a dover kavua. It's consistent. It's stable. No matter what the wind brings, no matter what the environment is, I always have that relationship. I've internalized the yisoid, the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because I have proofs, because I have a poshut, simple belief. A very basic belief. It's, Reb Chaim famously said, Emunah begins where Yediyah ends. Emunah begins where Yediyah ends, where I can no longer prove it. Where I still have cash, that's where Emunah is. And that Emunah, that's an Emunah Pshuta, because it remains, it lasts no matter what, no matter who, no matter when. It's who I am. It's part of my essence. If you ask my Bubby, I'm sure my Bubby never heard about the proofs of God. I'm sure she never heard about the seven wonders of the Jewish world. And the reason my Bubby believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she lived with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was part of her dam. It was part of her being, part of her bosser. Yes, there are some times that people are oyved Hashem. They're oyved Hashem b'emunah v'yira. They're moser nafshom al kibat Torah diktuk mitzvahs, and everything's done b'diktuk perfectly. But they have absolutely no ruchnius. They have absolutely no ruchnius. They've done every single. They followed the Shulchan Aruch perfectly, but there's no ruchnius. As the Kotzker famously said, our goal in life is not to worship the Shulchan Aruch. Our goal in life is to worship Hashem. You have to follow the Shulchan Aruch, but it has to be with a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similarly, there are sometimes people who all they have is that relationship, but they're chaser in the diktika mitzvahs. And both of these are lacking. It has to be a Emunah and a Yira. It has to be an internal understanding, internal relationship that in my heart, in my basar, I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have that relationship that's always there, kavua, no matter what, no matter who comes, no matter what happens. But I also have a Yira. That Emunah leads to a Yira that I'm didactic for mitzvahs and I do everything I'm supposed to do as well. Explains the Nesiv Shalom, Yesh the Farish B'zeh Loshon HaKosev, and with this we'll end. Pen Yira Be'enov, a person will see it, Pasuk in Yishayah, a person will see with his eyes, Vayz V'shema, he'll hear with his ears, V'levav Yavin, and his heart will understand, V'shav, and a return, V'rapaloi. and Hashem will heal him. Meaning what? L'tshuva tzarech she'emunah ve'yir yubibachinas yira be'enav bebehirus. You want to do tshuva? Has to be clear. You have to see it with your eyes. Like the Ravid says, open up your eyes and you will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Creator, the Creator. Has to be clear, has to be obvious, has to be b'sarei echz eloika. If it's only something that's not clear, if it's only something that's cloudy, you don't have a clear and full appreciation, internal message of emunah, then what's going to happen? How is he ever going to understand? How is he ever going to have refuah? How is he ever going to have a tshuva? The only way to develop that relationship is to start practically with understanding, with a clear and present picture, quote unquote. Obviously, not a real picture, but a clear and present picture of a Kadosh Baruch in front of me, that I have that relationship with Nibsarai Echze Eloika, that I'm always connected with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael b'zeicha b'karav yamein.